Size Matters Not by Warwick Davis. Narrated by Gideon Emery. Dedication. Mum and Dad, you gave me life. Nana Davis, you started it all. George Lucas, for all the opportunities. Sammy, Annabelle, Harrison, Lloyd, and baby George, you make me feel 10 feet tall. Love and magic. Always, X. Foreword. He was just a little guy when I first met him nearly 3 decades ago. But even at the age of 11, and standing just 2 feet 11 inches tall, I could tell at our first meeting that Warwick Davis was not only agile, but full of life and spunk. Something about him cried out that he was a very special person, and in the years since, as I've gotten to know Warwick as an actor and as a human being, I'm happy that my first instinct was correct. It was his grandmother who heard that the Star Wars folks were holding auditions for people under 4 feet tall for Return of the Jedi, but it was Warwick who had the gumption and self-confidence to think that he could get a part. When I saw him in his tiny Ewok costume and got to know him better, I started giving him more and more things to do. What struck me was how energetic he was, how enthusiastic, and very, very intelligent. When he got those extra pieces of business in the film, he did them really well, made them his own, and they looked great on camera. He may have started out as an extra, but he turned into a much more central character, Wicket W. Warwick, Ewok hero. He repeated that role in 2 made-for-television movies. When Ron Howard and I decided to do Willow, it was really the experience of working with Warwick that gave me the confidence that we could do a film with not just a few dozen little people, but with a few hundred. I told Ron that Warwick was a very talented actor and could actually play the lead in a movie. After Ron talked to him and did a few screen tests, he agreed. Warwick worked very hard and turned in a great performance. He was all of 17. I've done a number of movies with little people and have gotten to know some of them quite well. I've been asked why I've used little people as heroes. Perhaps part of it, deep down, is the fact that throughout high school I was always the shortest one in the class, so perhaps I instinctively took on the fantasy life of a little person who overcomes all obstacles. And part of it is my real-world desire to point the spotlight on the struggles of societies downtrodden, whether they be different physically, mentally, ethnically, or even financially. Warwick has already led an extraordinary life. Actor, director, businessman, and devoted husband and father. He has undergone tremendous physical and other challenges, and has become an...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?